January. It's an exciting time, right? It's no longer Christmas, but a new year. It is also a time of new beginnings. Jesus experienced times of new beginnings in his life on earth, too. One of those times was when he was baptized. When John was baptized in the trap, Jesus himself came to John to be baptized. There were a couple of very important things that happened when Jesus was baptized that don't happen in such a plainly visible way for anyone else. First of all, the Bible tells us the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove. Do you know what a dove is? It's a bird, kind of bird. And it landed on Jesus. Also, God spoke and said, "You are my son. I love you and I'm well pleased with you." This event marked the beginning of Jesus' ministry here on earth. Up until that time, he had not performed any miracles, but with God's word and with the Spirit of God upon him, Jesus began to perform great miracles. From this new beginning, many people began to understand that Jesus was truly the Son of God, and they began to follow him. Our own baptism, raise your hand if you've been baptized. Our own baptism represents a new beginning for us as well. When we are baptized, it shows the world that we also live a new life in Jesus. God may not always be well pleased with us, but I think he looks down with an approving smile when he sees us trying to walk with Jesus. God will give us many opportunities in 2019 to do just that. All right, fold your hands and pray with me. Repeat after me. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
Thank you for new beginnings.
Thank you for new beginnings.
Help us to make the most of them.
Help us to make the most of them.
Not through our own strength.
Through our own strength.
But through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
That lives in us.
That lives in us.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
In Jesus we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming up back late.